From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Secretary of State John Kerry says Syria's Bashar al-Assad must step down. Mr. Kerry said the timing of Assad's departure has to be decided through negotiation. Speaking in London after talks with British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond, the secretary urged Russia and Iran to use their influence in Syria to convince Assad to negotiate.
We need to get to the negotiation. That's what we're looking for. And we hope Russia and any Iran, other countries with influence, will help to bring about that, because that's what's preventing this crisis from ending.
Separately, a Syrian watchdog group said Islamist insurgents killed 56 members of Syrian government forces in the country's northwestern Idlib province. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Saturday the government fighters were shot execution-style at the Abu Dhuhr military airport. The monitoring group said the killings happened earlier in the week, but it took several days to confirm the deaths. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi has sworn in a new government. Former Petroleum Minister Sharif Ismail is the new prime minister. Several ministers, including the ministers of Finance, Interior, and Defense, kept their posts in the new government. The new government will be responsible for overseeing long-delayed parliamentary elections that take place in phases from October 17th to December 2nd. Last Saturday, former Prime Minister Ibrahim Malab and his cabinet resigned in the face of intense media criticism and a widening corruption investigation that saw the agriculture minister arrested on corruption charges. This is VOA News. A senior EU official said Saturday the 28-member bloc should help countries on the front line in the refugee crisis and also strengthen their external borders. Speaking at the end of a two-day visit to Macedonia, European Union Enlargement Commissioner Johannes Hahn said the EU needs to assist Balkan countries in coping with the influx of migrants and refugees from the Middle East and Africa.
It's also our task to strengthen our external borders, but I would say even more it's important to help the countries which are in the region to accommodate with the situation.
As part of the initiative to encourage people fleeing war in Syria to stay in bordering countries, Hahn has proposed a fund of $1.1 billion for Turkey to cope with the migrant crisis. He said that the money will also help people to stay in the region in order to return to their home country as soon as the conditions there would permit. Afghanistan has rejected and denied charges that a terrorist attack on a military base in northwestern Pakistan was planned and launched from Afghan territory. The attack on Pakistan's Badabair Air Force Base near Peshawar killed at least 29 people, both members of the military and civilians. The Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility for the bloodshed. Soon after the raid, a Pakistani army spokesman told reporters that intercepted communications showed the heavily armed gunmen were under the direction of handlers across the border in Afghanistan. However, the Afghan president's office said Saturday that it strongly rejects the charges as baseless. The statement in Kabul said Afghanistan has never nor will it ever allow its territory to be used against other states. Pope Francis begins a 10-day trip Saturday to Cuba and the United States, the two bitter adversaries that, with the pontiff's help and guidance, recently ended decades of Cold War-era hostility. The pope departed Rome Saturday morning and is due to arrive in Cuba in just about an hour. Cuban President Raúl Castro will greet Francis when he arrives at Havana's José Martí International Airport. The pope will celebrate Mass in Havana's Revolutionary Square Sunday before holding a private meeting with Castro. The pontiff's U.S. schedule includes a private meeting with President Obama, speeches before a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress and the United Nations in New York, and an appearance before a Vatican-sponsored World Meeting of Families in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.